They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, welcome back to another exciting episode of Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. And today I'm with Dr. Mark Wilson. Say hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. And I appreciate you being with us for another episode of iPrinciple. So I understand we're going to talk about the principle is inspirational today.
Yes, we are. And, you know, all of your podcasts are inspirational, Steve. It's
thanks.
You've been on a good run lately. I've enjoyed hearing what you've had, and just proud to be on the show with you.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate you joining us today. So tell us a little bit about what that iPrinciple is doing here, who's inspirational.
Well, you know, we've been talking before about today's principle is the iPrinciple, and they're fully prepared, they're highly effective, and we talked previously about the intentional principle, and today we're looking at the inspirational. And, you know, Steve, everywhere you go, superintendents, people in the central office, when they talk about principals, they talk about them being instructional leaders. And we will cover that in another episode sometime. But it's not just about being an instructional leader to be a good principal. You also need to be an inspirational leader as well.
So the inspirational principle is you see that person, because, you know, we wear many hats when we sit in the principal's seat. And as you full well know, because you've been there, so that this iPrinciple who's inspirational, what exactly do you mean?
Well, it's interesting, Steve, because while people do know that they have the role of being the instructional leader, sometimes principals are less focused on the role of inspiration. And the thing about it that is really true, and I find it in the work that I do with principals everywhere, this is still a people business. No matter how standardized we get, no matter how technical we get, ultimately the teacher in the classroom is trying to motivate and move student behavior. And if you're the principal of the school, well, Steve, you're really trying to motivate and move the student's behavior, but more specifically, you're really trying to motivate and move the teacher's behavior. Therefore, you need to be inspirational.
Excellent. Wasn't it Daniel Pink who recently had that book about everybody's a salesman or something like that? And
absolutely. And everyone's in sales. And, you know, what we sell as principals, we sell an idea. We sell this great belief that people can come to, that students can be successful, that they can graduate, that they can be the best versions of themselves. And that is a powerful thing. And, you know, I often think of principals as we're salespersons in a part, but we're brokers of opportunities. And we're nice. Always looking for people to be able to help them with, to have opportunities. But as far as inspiration, you know, when we trace it back to a Latin root, and we think about the word inspiration really means to give breath to. And in great part, when we inspire, we kind of do it from, it's not as up close as some of the things we do. Sometimes we can inspire the teachers and the students through a bit of a distance. But I think there are three things that really make up the inspirational principle. Inspirational principle is one who seeks, who is able to see connections, who's able to share ideas clearly, and somebody who seeks opportunities for others. And so one of the big things, again, is this whole idea of seeing connections. And when you think about any of your listeners, Steve, or you, if you think about the most effective principals we know, they're ones who can see the big pictures. They can see all the moving parts. They can see things at multiple levels. They can see that 14-year-old coming in and also project out to that person being an 18-year-old senior and even a 24-year-old who's out in the world, you know, doing wonderful things. And so the inspirational principal has to be one who can see the big pictures, who can see the connections, who can see that this kid coming into high school, for example, has places to grow and places to go, and is able to see what that particular person may need to help to get them where they need to be. And so a big part of being this person is being able to see things. You've been a successful principal, Steve. I know you know what I'm speaking of when I'm talking about seeing all of the pieces from a distance.
I think it's one of those aspects of the job that if you're going to struggle at it, it's because you don't see big pictures. You don't see, one time I had a parent say that when he looked at me, he thought that he saw someone who saw things as they could be, not, didn't stumble through the idea that, I can't get there because, there's these wall, things standing in my way. I started to revert there, started to say the walls thing, man.
right. Well, and that's the thing is, sometimes the leader's life is lonely because since you are able to have that gift to be able to see the pieces and to see how they connect, that by definition means that everyone else doesn't see it that way. And so that leads into that next part of needing to be able to speak clearly, to be able to share ideas clearly, to be able to inspire people. Because, first to be inspirational, you need to have that little bit of knowledge that maybe everybody doesn't have of what people may need. And then you've got to be able to share it clearly. And when I think about the best leaders, whether it be in schools or somewhere else, Steve, I often think about people who can tell a story, people who are able to not just tell any story,
right,
and not just that they have five or six that they tell everyone. It's having the right story for the right occasion. It's being able to see those connections and to be well-versed enough in the world in general and the world that your students and your teachers are living in, that you're able to know the right things to say that are able to get people to think in a different way about themselves. Because you could be the greatest instructional leader that a school has ever had, but yet still be ineffective if you can't get other people to become the best they can be. And it goes back to what we often talk about, Steve, I know, is that you can't do this job alone. You have to work with other people. So and you have to come together as a group to do it. So you certainly need to be about inspiring people so that you can have people beside you through these journeys towards success.
I like that. So far, just kind of recapping where we've gone, you talked about the inspiring principal sees connections, and that the inspiring principal shares ideas clearly. And, it's interesting because both of those can be huge stumbling blocks for somebody who's simply, if you talk about just the concept of connecting with people in the building, you've got to, you can't be from on high who's going to save the day, and hear the trumpet fanfare when you walk in, ha, or da-da-da, da-da, or whatever, that's not what's going to happen. You've got to connect with people to help get them to want to be part of your team, to want to be, on the team, if at all. And then, you know, I think, you know, what you're talking about there, to be able to, you know, when you see those connections, what we're going to go after, and, you know, being able to express them and explain them to people, sometimes is very difficult if you can't figure out how to put them in a way in which it makes sense. And I'm right on board with understanding where you're going with this.
Well, and I think that, you know, the word that you really are describing ties into the third piece, is that we, you know, the inspirational principle sees connections, shares ideas clearly, but the third piece seeks opportunities. And the thing you have to be able to do, and it's what you were describing, Steve, is you have to have relationships, because without, in the absence of having really built relationships, you don't know what your people need. I think to inspire people, if you just throw out a message that maybe inspires you, maybe it doesn't inspire anybody else.
Right,
and
right.
I feel like that's whether you're writing a book or teaching class or leading a group of people, to a degree, your task is pretty similar. You're trying to reach an audience with a message, and you're trying to do so in a particular manner that appeals to them, that is less about the words that come from your mouth and more about the understanding that the audience has after hearing what you've had to say. And the transition that I've done in my career is I spend time teaching adults and I spend time delivering presentations. But honestly, Steve, it's very similar to what you and I did as principals, is, and I don't mean to make that sound that our job is showmen as principals, but to a degree, you always have an audience. And
right.
I think some people are reluctant to take on that role, and then they can't figure out why people won't do what they want them to do. Because I would really say to anyone listening is that it is a role. Inspiring people is certainly a role that you have as a principal. So you do it through your thoughts. You do it through what you type in an email. You do it through your actions. You do it through small words that you say informally, and you do it in formal manners. You do it in a video that you find online that is inspiring, that you send not just as soon as you find it. Maybe you squirrel it away for months until the right moment happens, and then you put it out there. It's all about those whole pieces, though, of you have to be able to see the world this way and to be able to find opportunities to put people into a moment of thought. That's really what you want to do, is you want to capture people's thoughts. And if you've done your homework and you know them well enough to be able to serve them and to teach them, why, then you can really not just capture their thought, but you can capture their imagination. And then at that point, maybe you inspire them to be the best they can be, to strive to excellence. And I don't think any of those things are corny. I don't think any of those things are trite. I there are people who roll their eyes when you start talking about this, and they call it rah-rah or whatever, but find me an effective school, find me an effective organization that has an absence of passion and an absence of enthusiasm and energy, and I'll be shocked, because I haven't found one. It takes those things, and that's why the leader has to take on this mantle and this role and cherish it to really intentionally seek to inspire those around her or around him. And again, not for personal purposes, because I know all of our listeners are humble people in school leadership, and they don't like to be too cocky or too showy, and I understand, but you have to remember, this is one of your jobs, to take time to do things that touches people's hearts, that affects them, and to be able to grow them, you first got to know them.
That's awesome, because it's not just with the faculty and staff, it's also with the kids in the community and the families, and you know, it's obviously that's a big part of being that eye principal, that inspirational principle, is that that's how you're going to connect with the kids too. They're going to buy into you as a person if you're going to be successful in that school. If they don't buy into you, I firmly believe that you're going nowhere. Just the same way with the faculty, they have to buy into you. It's not it's not that message or anything like that. And it's, you know, and then those who don't, hopefully will come on board the wagon, because if they don't, you know, they're going to get left behind as those connections happen. But I love that. That's that seeking opportunities is a huge aspect of that I principle. See where you're going. I just want to kind of recap for the audience, for any new listeners this time around, that we, you know, Mark is writing a book. He's a just a man with a plan and a vision, and he was a very successful principal and for a long time, and now he trains and coaches principals and teachers and school leaders, and he's working on a book called I Principle. And just wanted to before we go today, just how's it coming? Everything going all right?
Steadily making progress.
Nice. And you know, and just for the audience's sake, I mean, what we're doing here is each month we're visiting to talk a little bit about a chapter in the book. And so this month's chapter is the I principle is inspirational, and I like that. And so just recapping, Mark says that the inspirational principle is someone who sees connections, shares ideas clearly, and seeks opportunities for others. And is that right on the money there?
Right on the money. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you, Steve.
Well, I love having you on here, Mark. You got so much to share. Your experiences and your leadership lessons are very valuable, and I appreciate you sharing them with us. As a note, just wanted to make sure that everyone knows where to connect with you online in the online world. So can you remind them of that?
Absolutely. I'm on Twitter. It's at Mark Wilson, GA, short for Georgia. And then you can find my website is markwilsoneducation.com.
Excellent. Well, Mark, as always, it's been awesome talking with you. And I appreciate you joining me this week for the Inspirational Principle.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Take care now, Mark.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the heart of Georgia Precinct.